This video contains content that some might find disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. Sometimes something innocuous can invoke extreme terror. But despite their best intentions, there's something unsettling about a mime. But why? In tonight's story, our narrator is about to find out.
I'm Ryan Bergara, and this is Are You Scared? A show where I tell my friend Shane Madej the internet's scariest stories. So lock your doors, turn off the lights, and let's see if we can make it till the end of the night.
The Mime. For as long as I can remember, my father has been irrationally afraid of mimes. I've seen him get reduced to a sweating, quivering mess at the mere sight of them.
I've mentioned this before, I'll get it out of the way. The one thing I want to see in my life is a mime throw up. I think it'd be funny.
You've never mentioned that before.
I feel like I've mentioned that. I just want to see someone in the street who maybe caught a performance of a mime somewhere, and maybe the mime had food poisoning of some kind, yeah. And just in the middle of the act, the mime goes from like, you know, and just
it plays into it.
No one knew why this was, as he would always angrily brush it off whenever he was questioned about it, and pretend that they didn't affect him at all. While this had become a running joke in the family, I was always curious about the reason behind this odd little quirk of his.
How often is his family bringing up mimes? I don't think I've ever brought up mimes in front of my mom or my dad.
I'm sure we've discussed mimes at some point or seen one somewhere.
But I'm fairly confident that if I were to, say, be dating somebody and my father had this reaction to mimes, I wouldn't even feel the need to warn her, hey, you really are not going to want to bring up mimes tonight in front of my dad because he doesn't like them.
Now, what if you were dating a mime?
Well, in that case, then of course I would be like, hey, you might want to not bring up the fact that you're a mime. And then I would go, you can't talk.
Yeah. Okay, we arrived at the same place there.
But it's not like I'm jonesing to talk about mimes all the time.
Well, this Christmas I finally got him to spill the beans after filling his stomach with copious amounts of cake and wine. And I took his story down almost word for word on my phone. It really is something, I can tell you that. You really want to post this on the internet? It sounds extremely unbelievable, so don't be surprised if they accuse you of making this all up, okay? Jeez, where do I even start? So, you know that I came to this country back in the early 90s, right? It was a couple of years before I met and married your mother. Times were tough for someone like me back then. I had to work two jobs just to put the food on the table and have a roof over my head. Even then, all I could afford was the rattiest apartment in this decrepit old building in a crime-infested shithole of a neighborhood. Like, it was so bad that you couldn't get a good night's sleep without hearing at least one gunshot each night. Just a moldy, crumbling place to live in. Now, my second job was basically a weekend thing where I worked as a bartender at the local strip club. It was called The Rear End. Fucking hilarious. It was trashy and not something I'm particularly proud of. Working at a titty club sure beats sleeping on the streets, I can tell you that. What's that? Yes, your mother knows, we just don't talk about that part of my life. Don't look at me like that, those women were some of the bravest, most honorable people I've ever known. Anyway, my job meant that I would come back to my apartment late, 2 or 3 a.m. late. I need you to understand how late it would usually get those nights, so you can truly appreciate just how bizarre what I saw in the elevator that day was.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in an elevator?
A mime. A couple years ago when I was in Denmark, I did see a pantomime show featuring their nationally beloved mime, Pierrot. I think he's sort of the father of all mimes. I guess I've only seen people and scary dogs.
One time a guy pulled out his wiener and started peeing.
Oh.
I was in downtown L.A., looked sure. Like a normal dude. Yeah. You started peeing. He had a nice trench coat on, I remember that. I almost said, where'd you get that pee coat? And then he peed. We went up the elevator and security took him away.
It was a Saturday night. I remember it well. I was exhausted and just wanted to go back to my bedroom as quickly as I could. I got into my building, lumbered over to the elevator, and saw a fucking mime waiting for me there. You know, makeup, white face, blood red lips, striped shirt, the whole shebang. He was holding a string tied to a balloon in one hand and waving with the other at something in the distance with this weird, lifeless smile plastered on his face. And his hand wasn't moving naturally either. It had this weird robotic or doll-like quality to it. Like it was something mechanical, you know? He jerked his hand, left, right, just smiling at something far off into the distance behind me with these wide, unblinking eyes. Oh yeah, there was absolutely just a wall behind me. Nothing else. Which is what made it so creepy. I mean, I've seen all sorts of strange shit in this country, but nothing came close to seeing a mime in the elevator of my apartment building at fucking 3:30 in the morning. Needless to say, I was thoroughly creeped out, and decided to take the stairs to my apartment on the 9th floor.
If you saw a mime at 3:30 in the morning, what would you do?
The doors would open, I'd see the mime there with that balloon, and I'd go, nah. Then I just walked to the stairs.
Well, did he have an actual balloon?
He had a balloon.
That feels like it's against mime law.
Is it?
This is one bad mime. Because if a mime is starting to break rules, there's no limits to what that mime is gonna do.
He's a stone's throw away from becoming Pennywise.
That's right. Would you...
pop his balloon?
I was gonna say...
oh, I see. Pull out a mime knife. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just saying grab your actual katana and stab
him. Oh, I thought you meant like if I played
along.
Actually,
that's even better. Yeah, if you just sort of, you know, take out a gun.
Incognito mode. It's everybody's best friend. Or is it? I've used it in the past without a care in the world. But now I know incognito mode isn't as incognito as I thought. Because chances are, the browsers we all know and love make a fortune by tracking our movements online. So here's your reminder that just like the big tech companies say, incognito does not mean invisible. And that's exactly why I use ExpressVPN. You know, in incognito mode, your activity gets tracked and data brokers get to buy and sell your data. Something as simple as your IP address gets used to identify you and your locations. That's where ExpressVPN steps in. ExpressVPN reroutes your connection through an encrypted server, and every time you connect, ExpressVPN gives you a random IP address, making it way harder for those nasty third parties to harvest your precious data. ExpressVPN is super easy to use, and it works on all your devices. So, if you really want to go incognito and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/areyouscared and get 3 extra months for free. Again, that's expressvpn.com/areyouscared. Boo! I'm just kidding, it's me again. Are you scared of your fridge? Cause look, I've said it once, and I'll say it again. I don't always know what to cook. And as tasty as it is, you can only get so creative with mac and cheese. So I stare into the fridge. And the fridge stares back, cold and uninspiring. But luckily, HelloFresh came to my rescue. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit that you know and I love. With HelloFresh, customers receive fresh, portioned ingredients right to their door. The recipes are super simple, with instructions and pictures to help you create the perfect meal. And it isn't just for dinner. HelloFresh offers a variety of tasty add-ons, featuring quick breakfasts, lunches, and even dessert. HelloFresh is the perfect way to try new foods in the comfort of your own home and save money, too. It's 30% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store, and it reduces your food waste. Open your fridge with confidence. Go to HelloFresh.com/AreYouScared16 and use code AreYouScared16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/AreYouScared16. Thank you, HelloFresh. And now, back to the show.
I didn't actually have this belly back then. I was in decent shape, so that climb, while tiring, wasn't impossible. Sometimes I would even climb up and down those stairs just to exercise. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I wasn't worried about climbing up all the way to the 9th floor, and so making the decision to use the stairs wasn't very difficult. I think I had reached the 4th or 5th floor when I noticed something moving from the corner of my eye. I paused, turned around, and there he was, climbing the stairs a couple of floors below me. Have you ever seen those old silent films? Ever see a character tiptoe around in an exaggerated manner when they're trying to make it obvious how important silence is? That's how he was walking, with his hands balled up into fists in front of him, and climbing with these freakishly long strides, jumping over multiple steps at a time, only using the tips of his toes to pull himself up. He froze when I saw him, mid-fucking stride, like a fucking statue with one leg suspended in air as he stood precariously. I expected him to tip over and fall backwards any second, but he didn't move, not even an inch. It was like he had turned to stone. Not all of him, however. He had this strange expression on his face, almost this cutesy, oops, mommy caught me stealing the cookies again shit.
This is a good-ass mime.
I was about to say,
that's a good-ass
that's not
mime.
Supernatural, that's just good performance.
That's great. Oops, mommy caught me stealing the cookies.
You would be a scary mime.
I would be a scary mime. I'll dress up as a mime at some point.
You should do that for Halloween because your legs are freakishly long that if you were to do those long strides.
What if instead of Halloween, I pick one random day of the year and show up to the office as a mime?
I think that's good. I like it better if you just go to like a CVS or something.
My concern is that if I did that in public, I would get shot in the head.
We should both be mimes and then we could do some small and tall bits.
Our name could be Mime and a Half.
That is good.
That's not bad, right?
That is good. You could go fuck yourself.
That's good, though.
His eyes were darting around rapidly, refusing to acknowledge my presence. I was this close to losing my shit, but I steeled my nerves and spoke up. Hey, man, cut it out. I laughed nervously. You got me, man. Hilarious shit. I tried to rationalize it to myself, that it was nothing but a prank or a practice performance or something, you know? I don't have any money, man, I added. I'm dirt poor, so you can stop now. With that, I picked up my pace and started running upstairs. My blood ran cold as I heard him start moving again, much, much faster this time, but in the exact same motion. I looked behind me again. Fuck, he was just one floor below me, again turned into this living statue shit. But he was so close to me this time, I could see the whites of his eyes as he stared off into the distance. It was so bizarre. I didn't even know whether this was all malicious or not, you know. Was this mime trying to hurt me? I think knowing that he was a psycho nut would have made it easier to deal with, but this, it was irrational. The fear I felt was primal, shaking me to my core.
Are you not scared at this point?
I guess I'm not scared of mimes. I've also just never been big on the scared of clowns thing, so I'm probably just waiting to see how it plays out. I love mimes. I think that's what I'm discovering about myself.
I screamed at him. What the fuck do you want? I shouted at the top of my lungs, not caring who would wake up. No, hoping someone would. Leave me alone, asshole. Fuck off. His expression instantly changed at that. He looked sad, almost, but it was frighteningly disingenuous, like he was putting on a show. His face fell, and he brought his hand up to wipe off a non-existent tear. I watched in stunned silence as he then proceeded to climb the railing of the stairs and jump before I could so much as open my mouth. I screamed and quickly bent over the stairs to see what the fuck happened. He was sprawled on the ground, 6 floors down, limbs twisted at odd angles and lying in a pool of blood. I must have spent almost a minute just staring at his lifeless body, wondering what the fuck just happened. At the back of my mind, I knew that I had to call the cops or something, but I was far too shocked to even move. It was a tingling sensation in my spine that brought me back to reality. The strange feeling of being watched, like thousands of ants running down your back. I looked up at the stairs above me, and I kid you not, son, there he was. That fucking mime, looking at his own dead body with this shocked expression on his face. He was holding his cheeks like that Scream painting, and his mouth had dropped open with his eyes threatening to pop out of his sockets. His face was just inches from mine, and I damn near peed my pants. Do you see my hands right now? Do you see how much they're shaking just thinking about that night?
Wait, what? He's multiplying? Or is he a mime ghost?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like it's a golden opportunity, though. Mime is slightly above
you. He's gonna
you.
Piss on him?
No, I was gonna say just...
You said golden opportunity.
Right into the nose. See if that fucker screams.
That's true. Very punchable nut height, too.
You could do a headbutt and a nut punch.
You could speed bag it.
Imagine how terrified I must have been back then. My body had just shut down, refusing to move, and we both stood there, like statues, like a fucking living art installation. He was the one who moved. After about half a minute or so of being utterly still, his eyes moved and finally locked onto mine for the first time that night. Shivers ran down my spine as I stared into those deep pits of nothingness. But the spell was broken, and I could move my body again. I stumbled and fell backwards, but quickly scampered off to my feet and ran, and kept running until I left the building, not bothering whether I was still being followed and doing my hardest to keep away from the body lying on the ground floor. I stayed awake that whole night, grabbing a coffee at the first cafe that opened at the crack of dawn. Of course, I anonymously called the cops from a payphone in the morning, and of course, there was no body in the building when the cops later showed up. I am not a very religious man, but I knew that shit was not something logic could explain. For the next week, I stayed away from my apartment as much as I could, only going there to shower and or change my clothes, spending the night at friends' places after making just the weakest excuses imaginable. No, I didn't tell anyone. Are you crazy? Who would fucking believe me? And no, there were no CCTVs in that building. Poverty is fucking cruel, son.
If this happened to me, I would tell you there's a mime.
Yeah, I'd be like, get a load of this shit.
Would you believe me, though?
Yeah, I would.
And I would believe you.
I mean, if I told this story, yeah, everyone would be like, mimes are magic and we gotta kill them all. I've spent years on the internet being like, I don't believe that.
That's true.
If I was like, hey, everybody, mimes are magic. We gotta kill them.
And if I said
if you see a mime, shoot it.
It's me. They're like, are you sure you didn't have just a bad dream?
Are they as scary as that toothpaste, Ryan?
All right, you watch it. You watch it.
I could no longer impose myself on my friends and didn't want to go to the homeless shelter. So I decided to go back to sleeping in my apartment. I tried to fool myself into thinking that what I had experienced wasn't real, that I had dreamt it all up, like it was all just a hallucination. But deep within me, I knew that it was real. All of it. And that it would probably happen again. A feeling of tremendous dread washed over me when I stood outside my building 8 nights after I first ran into that mime. It was again pretty fucking late, around the same time when I had ran into him the last time. With a heavy heart, I trudged over to the elevator, trying to avoid thinking about the fear clutching and squeezing my heart. I couldn't even look at the spot where he had fallen and chose to stay the fuck away from it. The elevator opened with a soft ding, and I breathed a sigh in relief to see that it was empty. Why didn't I just take the stairs? Hell fucking no. Too much trauma associated with that place. Better to be cramped inside a fast-moving elevator than risk climbing the stairs and meeting the mime from hell. I guess I should be thankful that my elevator ride was peaceful. I don't think I would have survived if he had shown up there. A heart attack would have killed me long before he could slice me up or something, I don't know. I fumbled with my keys, but quickly got in and locked the door behind me. Kicking my shoes off, I immediately ran to the comfort of my blanket and curled up in there, trying hard to fall asleep, but staying awake like a fucking owl. So this apartment was pretty small, right? Just 2 rooms, excluding the bathroom. So you can hear whatever is happening in any corner of the room. You get where I'm going with this?
I really thought this story was over.
Or he's just gonna tell the rest of his life. Anyways, after that, I left the titty club and then I met your mother. I had a little bit too much
kids,
to drink.
Kids, this is the story.
No, he wasn't in the house, but he was outside of it. I heard something rustling around outside my front door and instinctively knew that it was him. At first, I thought I'd just stay there in my bed, but the rustling didn't stop. The fear just kept on building inside me, and it was becoming unbearable to just stay there. My heart was beating so fucking fast, I feared it would leap out of my mouth. Fuck it, I whispered to myself, and got up to investigate. I banged my toe against the foot of the bed and yelped, with the sounds from outside ceasing almost instantly. After controlling my pain, I walked over to the door, as softly as I could, and looked through the peephole. I whimpered as my fears were confirmed. There he was, that fucking mime, standing with his back to the wall in front of me, at attention, like some damn army cadet. I think he must have sensed me watching him, because as soon as I looked through the peephole, he bent over forwards, such that his upper body was almost parallel to the floor. His blood-red lips stretched into this most vicious smile, and he began to stare right at me. I don't know how, but he was somehow looking straight at me. No, he wasn't anywhere near the peephole, so I don't know how, but I knew he was watching me, watching him. I felt his eyes pierce my very soul, taunting me, letting me know he was playing with me and that he could kill me whenever he wished. He brought his palms up to the side of his face, opened his mouth, and began clicking his tongue. Except, I never heard the clicking sound. What I heard was a knock, and my door began to shake. Knock, knock, knock. Short bursts of three. I fell back in fear. You know, he wasn't near the door, but he still fucking knocked. I don't know what the fuck was happening, but I knew I couldn't stay there even for a second. I climbed out of my window and began descending using the iron emergency exit stairs attached to the side of the building. I heard something impossibly large and strong slam against the door to my house as I began to climb down that rickety iron staircase. My door gave in with a painfully loud crunch, and I almost fell down.
I mean, get out a knife, man.
But he also jumped off a staircase and was fine.
I'd just keep killing this mime as many times as I had to.
Oh, so you think he's like regenerating like a video game?
Maybe. If you've got this sort of fucked up mime following you and he just regenerates every time you kill him, then I guess have a little fun with it.
Yeah, might as well.
Kill a mime every day.
You know, kill a mime, get the thrill of what it feels like to take a life.
Work it into your schedule every day, like, oh, I'm gonna go pick up some lunch and then watch the life drain out of a mime's eyes, and then I should be home for dinner by 5 p.m.
Why didn't anyone come out to check what was happening, you ask? Well, people mostly minded their own business. Home invasions, murders, drug deals gone wrong, it could be fucking anything. Not necessarily something demonic. At one point on my way down, I considered just jumping and ending my life. I was that terrified. But I shook my head and continued to fight for my survival. I was soon free. I was out of that infernal building and panting and catching my breath on the streets below. I looked back up at where my apartment was and saw for the last time in my life. He was standing on the railing of the emergency stairs, right outside my bedroom, without a care in the world. I don't know how the fuck he balanced himself on that thing, but he stood there, staring at me with that fucked up smile on his face. He theatrically brought his hands up and clapped. I watched in terrified silence as one by one, the lights in all of the apartments began to switch on. He was there, in every fucking apartment at the windows that I could see. Fucking everywhere. He was performing, if that makes any sense. In one house, he was miming drinking tea. In another, juggling invisible balls. Just a fucked up sight, to say the least. But the original one continued to stare at me. And then, with another clap, switched off every light in the building and disappeared, leaving me shivering in the darkness.
I love this mime! Frankly, this father, bit of a wimp. Because at this point, I mean,
he's going out of his way to entertain me.
This is the greatest performance I've ever seen.
That's true. Let's see David Blaine top that.
Now that's better than any flash mob.
Well, you heard it here first, internet. If you ever see Shane on the street, make sure you're in full mime makeup and perform for him. That's how you'll get his attention.
Yes.
I want everyone to become a mime and seek out Shane.
Jesus fucking Christ, Dad, I whispered. Did that really happen? That's up to you, he replied. I know what I saw. So did you go back there again? I asked. He shook his head furiously. Never in the night, never again. I moved out as soon as I found another place. What happened to that building? He sighed. I kept tabs on it. The owner had to sell it to a builder. It was just not profitable anymore. Bad omen all around. The new owner tore it down and built a shopping mall there. A shopping mall? Which one? I asked. He looked at me blankly. You don't mean... My blood froze as the realization sunk in. But they have a mime performance in the amphitheater there every month. He nodded. So, are you scared?
After I'm hearing this story, I absolutely am going to that mall.
I'm going to that mall. Mimes can be scary, but I think we need to love them. That's my takeaway. This was a beautiful bit of performance art.
I think so.
The mime touched on every emotion. Sadness, laughter, fear. And in the end, ended with sort of a bravura image. Mimes everywhere, in every window, a mime. Bow, the end.
That's pretty good.
I love this mime.
I mean, you have to think, this mime is confused.
Yeah.
Because just put on the performance of a lifetime, and yet no appreciation.
Nothing.
Well, that story was found on Reddit, and it was written by Bikram Mann, and if that name sounds familiar, it's because he also wrote two other stories this season. Bikram also has written a book called Unclean Spirits, Horrifying Stories, Never Sleep Again. So check that out in the description.
Well, see you next, Mime.
Ha 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 ha.